Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Sherrod Kudin with me, Tan Chung Han. And on the line, we have Inani Rozidin, analyst with Alliance DBS Research.
Good morning, Inani. So last week, Cerber Dynamic announced six maintenance and maintenance contracts worth 523 million ringgit. So given the nature of M&O contracts, how much upside do these present to Cerber Dynamic's earnings?
Oh, good morning, Han. Thank you for having me here today. In totality, year to date, Cerber's total contract wins are close to 1 billion ringgit, which is on track to meet our annual order book replenishment target of 2.5 billion. As such, it's already factored in into our earnings growth of 21% for this year.
Now, also, we know that these contracts are from the UAE and also from Malaysia. Also, we understand the company is looking to go into Africa as well. So how important is geographical diversification when it comes to Cerber Dynamic's order book?
We note that geographical diversification is one of Cerber's key strengths, and this is what sets it apart from its local peers. Diversification has proven to support its phenomenal FY13 to 16 earnings growth of 63%, as when jobs from one market plateau, jobs from another market picks up.
Now, but what about the company's prospects in Qatar, given the diplomatic row over there?
Although the blockage of Qatar is still ongoing, we would like to highlight that the Dolphin pipeline connecting Qatar to UAE is still operational, and Qatar is the world's top LNG exporter. Cerber's current contracts in Qatar are still running without any major hiccups. We believe Cerber's prospects in Qatar to remain positive, and the blockage may lead to further business opportunities for Cerber as the O&M operators from those countries in diplomatic feuds with Qatar may exit, and it also limits competition from new entry into Qatar.
So if perhaps not so much Qatar, then where would the key risks come from again for Cerber?
Well, following the sharp sell-down after the blockage of Qatar, Cerber's share price is highly sensitive to any adverse geopolitical developments. The risks are more pronounced in emerging markets such as Middle East and Indonesia, in which Cerber has significant exposure. However, we believe Cerber is fundamentally strong and globally diversified to withstand any geopolitical risk from one country.
Now, I believe according to your recent report, you've got a buy call on Cerber Dynamic with a price target of 2 ringgit and 90 cent. So what's the rationale for those calls there?
Well, as we know, the oil and gas sector remains challenging, particularly the fabrication yards and vessel owners who are dependent on exploration and development activities. But for Cerber, its operational business cater to production activities, which is more reliant despite oil price volatility. Furthermore, as a third-party O&M provider, it is able to gain market share for OEM providers given its price competitiveness. This underpins our expectation of strong earnings of 23% for Cerber over the next 3 years. Our 2.90 ringgit target price is based on SOP valuation for its maintenance, EPCC segment, and also its upcoming utility assets. Actually, its valuation is still undemanding now, as it is currently trading at calendar year 2017 PE of 9 times.
Yeah, and as we speak, Serba Dynamic is now down about 0.5%, down to 2 ringgit and 2 cent. So looks like it's making more room, creating more room between its present price with your price target of 2 ringgit 90 cent. But still, you know, since its IPO, it's gained by over 34%. So we'll certainly keep track as to how Serba Dynamic performs moving forward. And I'm sure you'll keep us posted as we go along the way. Thank you so much. That was Inani Rozidin, analyst with Alliance DBS Research.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.